From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 16th. It's Riley, June 16th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first takes second. Let's get into it. First, from Michael Popok, Legal AF Podcast with Michael Popok and Ben Mycelis, 6/13, 2026. No ads. So Michael Popok and Ben Mycelis just dropped a new episode of their podcast. They're discussing the latest developments in a few high-profile cases. From what I've gathered, they're breaking down some recent court decisions and how they might impact future litigation. They're also talking about some new documents that have come to light, which could potentially change the narrative on a few of these cases. It's pretty interesting stuff, and they're doing a great job of explaining the legal implications. One of the main topics they're covering is a recent ruling that could have some significant consequences. They're going into detail about what this means and how it might affect similar cases going forward. They're also discussing some of the political implications of these developments and how they might play out in the coming weeks and months. It's definitely worth a listen if you're interested in staying up to date on these cases. Overall, it's a really informative episode, and they're doing a great job of cutting through the noise and getting to the heart of what's really going on. Next, second, from Michael Popok, Inside Trump's DOJ Implosion, Resignations, Purges, and Firings. For more access to expert legal analysis, official court documents, and breaking news coverage only available here at the intersection of law and politics, please consider becoming a paid subscriber. Sidney Blumenthal and Sean Wylentz dive deep with New York Times reporter Devlin Barrett into his new book, The Department of Revenge, How Trump Took Control of American Justice, on FBI Director Kash Patel's lunatic search for a grand conspiracy, the firings at the FBI and DOJ, and the installation of incompetent stooges. Remember to add the Court of History podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Up next, third, from Michael Popok, the Legal AF Evening Briefing. Michael Popok and Lisa Graves took over Monday Night Live, stepping in for Dina Dahl, to untangle the week's biggest legal political twists. They flagged Trump's bogus Iran deal and the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool's brief flash of a green Iranian flag, plus chants of "Free the Tarp" echoing over the Kennedy Center row. They also noted a wave of fighters and viewers walking away from the White House UFC tribute held for Trump. In Chicago, the U.S. Attorney's Office is under fire. Federal judges and a coalition of 111 former prosecutors say the office tried to toss a billion-dollar medical fraud case rather than hand over demanded records. Meanwhile, a little-noticed suit has surfaced against former Trump criminal lawyer and AG nominee Todd Blanche, accusing him of forging documents, overbilling clients, and botching the defense of two people convicted on 16 counts of mail and wire fraud. And then, fourth, from Mike Cahay, a Republican judge spent years trafficking teenage girls. He asked for probation,